Good morning. How are you guys? When Lee first asked me if I would sub for him one of the weeks that he would be gone, and he shared with me that the theme for this week was peace with God, I thought, wow, I rarely have peace in my life. Where am I going to go with this? What am I going to do? My life is pretty chaotic, hence the little entree in the bulletin today, finding peace in the midst of chaos. Sort of what I feel like my life is on a regular basis. And believe it or not, the thing that I pondered about and thought about how to start this off, I had an inspiration that people have seen the film The Princess Bride. Just show of hands. Good. So this is going to go over well, I hope. Bride. An odd choice probably to think about peace with God, but let me kind of tell you where I'm going to go with this. The Princess Bride sort of bills itself as a love story, primarily, right? The young girl is going to be forced to marry the evil prince because her true love has disappeared. She thinks that he's dead, when in reality, he's just gone off and become the dread pirate Roberts after having been kidnapped, right? And he returns to rescue her from this evil prince that she's supposed to marry. And so Princess Buttercup and Wesley take off to escape the evil henchmen who are chasing after them and to bring her back and force her to marry the prince. And along the way, they have to encounter, obviously, the henchmen who are hysterical, but they come across a particularly difficult place to navigate. And in some ways, I think this is really a main theme of the film, and it's my theme for today, and that is the fire swamp. Do you remember the fire swamp? Ah, see, recognition of the fire swamp. Okay, so the fire swamp is this notorious place in the kingdom that no one has ever survived. No one has ever successfully navigated the fire swamp. They've never made it through, or at least no one's lived to tell the tale, or if they've gotten through, they've never come back and shared what happened, right? So everyone thinks the fire swamp is just impenetrable. You get stuck and you die. But they have to cross it to get away from the prince, to get away from this forced marriage. Can anyone remember what the three things, I know you can, Miguel, you can't talk, you're not allowed. Does anyone remember what the three things are that the fire swamp, oh, Dixie's got her hand up. Yes, Dixie, what are the three things they must encounter?
Okay, I can remember the fires, and then the RUSs, and then the quicksand.
There you go, the fire spurts. The fire spurt. So when you hear fire spurt in your head, you have images that come to your brain, I'm sure. If you've seen the film, probably the images from the film. But what is an example of a fire spurt in your own life? Just kind of comes up out of nowhere unexpectedly and throws you for a loop. Puts something in your way and...
Children.
Children. Hopefully they aren't too unexpected. You do have a little bit of time to prep for them, but... Once they're here, they do kind of throw things at us, right? So fire spurts, I tend to think of them in my job. They're the crisis that someone walks in and throws in my lap right when I'm in the middle of doing something that has a deadline, and then I get another deadline. And that's, boom, now I've got to get this done too, and I wasn't expecting it, and it's going to burn me if I don't finish both of them. So that's my example of a fire spurt. Dixie also mentioned, I'm going to save the R-O-U-S for the last one, but the quicksand. So in the film, in the quicksand, Buttercup actually falls into a dry pit and gets sucked down, and Wesley has to go in and rescue her back out. But what are some quicksand examples that we think of in our own lives? Think about the quicksand getting sucked in, and the harder you fight, the more stuck you become, and you really can't get out. It just feels like the harder I try, the more I'm stuck. I heard someone's... Technology. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that one, but this morning, Sunday school was a good example of that, right? How long did it take us to get the film running this morning? So sometimes, and the more we work at it, the less successful we become, right? So we can get ourselves really bogged down in quicksand as well. Even if we see it in front of us, we might get stuck in it. It's something we have to navigate. It's something we have to get through and pull ourselves back up and find a way out. We may be waiting for a hero like Wesley to come, which is sort of where I'm going with this. And then the last one, the R-O-U-S. Does anyone remember what R-O-U-S stands for? Yes. Now, I'm not going to ask you to name names. about who the R-O-U-S-S are in your life. Rodents of unusual size, right? Children, that's Paul's answer for everything. Poor James. James, he's not talking about you. So rodents of unusual size. You know, what kind of imagery besides your own kids or other people's children comes into your brain when you think of rodents of unusual size? Administrators. So sometimes they're people who have power, who are big, you know, who have the ability to get in our way and block us from being, to accomplishing what we're trying to do. They may be mean, might have big teeth, claws, right? Depending on what kind of rodent it is. Rats with long tails. But all three of these particular parts of the fire swamp, I think we really encounter, as you guys gave some examples, in our own lives every day. Life can often feel like the fire swamp. Marcia and I were talking last week. I was kind of sharing with her what I was thinking of doing a little bit, not the Princess Bride part, but often feeling as though, and this is not just unique to women, but I think I have been really raised to be incredibly responsible for everything. If it's in my lap, I'm supposed to do it. I have a very difficult time delegating when it's really ultimately my responsibility. Even though I know it's the right thing to do. I have a really hard time saying no to things. Anyone else have that experience? So, you know, the fire swamp gets worse for me because I keep on adding stuff to it, right? I keep on adding another layer, another pop-up, another thing in my way. And what I've often found is if I manage to do all those things well, then someone else wants me to do another thing. So it becomes very difficult to navigate that swamp. And I think part of what happens is when I know the answer to navigating that swamp is to give things up to God. No, it's not that I can't drop them, right? They're still my responsibility. I get an assignment from my dean, I have a report that's due, it's my responsibility to finish that report. If my faculty member walks in and says, I'm going to hurt this student in my class if someone doesn't do something about this. Then I end up having to drop what I'm doing and deal with that. So I can't just stop doing all the things that the fire swamp throws at me. I still have to figure out how to manage all those things. They don't go away. I can get around them. I can jump over them. But they have to be dealt with, right? They have to be dealt with in one way or the other. And so I have always had a very difficult time letting the hero in my life, which should be God, not Wesley, the handsome prince, but God, come and actually help me. I don't know if this is something that you guys do, but you can share if it is, but I often will tell myself, okay, just let go and let God. That's an old, from when I was a therapist, that's an old AA creed. So when you work with addicts, that's often one of the things they say to themselves, let go and let God. And so I would say to myself, let go and let God have it. And right after I'd say that, I would pull it right back. Nope, I gotta think about it some more. Not really ready to let it go. Pat's nodding, yes. So, because part of it is that I feel super responsible, but the other part of it is I'm really not ready to just trust enough. I'm really not ready to just let the peace of God come into my life and help me navigate those things. I don't know where that comes from. I know some of it's being trained to be super responsible. But it's really about trust. There is an old, I'm going to share this little adage. How many of you guys have ever been like a camp counselor or you've been in a retreat where you've had to do trust building exercises, right? And usually at the end of these activities along the way, there may be a built-in opportunity for you to have to trust your team, right? The trust fall. Has anyone ever had to do a trust fall, right? So you have to go through the exercises of learning to trust. So from a spiritual standpoint, that might be reading scripture and really understanding what God's plan is for us and understanding that God is there for us and coming to church and actually learning with one another and being part of a community that supports us. There's all these things we do that should build us to the place where I can really fall back and let God catch me. And yet I still have struggles in really doing that with everything that I should. So that's my sort of my experience with the fire swamp is I know what I have to do. I know there's a hero waiting for me. I know that if I reach out and ask, in my heart of hearts I know it, and yet I still struggle with just really letting go and letting that happen. And this has been particularly personal for me lately. We struggle with some difficulties occasionally, and Miguel and I talk a lot about what are we going to do next? How are we going to handle this situation next? What's the next step? Almost to the point that I feel like we obsess about this piece, and we have to figure out what to do. And I did a lot of praying and a lot of just really trying to let go and let God, and had an epiphany of how to respond to this situation that I think both of us would tell you we feel like for the first time we really have done the right thing. And it kind of came to us. It kind of came to us in a contemplative place, opening ourselves up to God, letting God really talk to us. I didn't hear a voice. It wasn't that kind of experience. But it was a sense of, wow, I feel really at peace about what we've decided to do. I feel good about this. I feel happy about this. And so I had this experience that if I really do let it go and just give it up to God, that perhaps the answer will come. So I really felt like that had happened for us. And I want to share a piece of scripture with you that I think is hanging on my wall. So when I graduated with my doctoral degree, my sister-in-law, who happens to be a great needlepoint person, made this for me as a gift. And it's this particular verse from Isaiah, and it's hanging on my wall. And so one of the ways I try to navigate the fire swamp is when I'm sitting in my office and chaos is ensuing, I turn and read this verse, and I'd like to share it with you. I see it as an invitation to let the peace of God come into your life. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow weary and tired, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not be faint. And this particular scripture has been a guide for me in terms of finding the strength to let go and let God, to know that God will rescue me, God will be my hero, God will help me navigate that fire swamp, help me put out the fires or jump around them or avoid the quicksand or at least get out of it quickly, and learn how to deal with those rodents of unusual size, administrators. I have those. I am one of those. That's kind of scary. Don't think of me like that, Dixie. I'm just kidding. So that God will do that for me if I allow that to happen. So I have a challenge for all of us, and that is, how do we let that happen? In all the midst of the chaos, in the midst of this fire swamp, there surely are times when we have the opportunity for peace with God. Surely, at the end of our day, perhaps, lying in bed, I know what happens to me is I'll start to think about all the things I need to do tomorrow, right? Gee, okay, tomorrow I've got this report due, or I have to turn in grades, or I have to finish these papers. And if I let myself, that time that's really there for me, that's available for me to let God in, can be consumed by that fire swamp. But if I practice and I work hard and I remind myself of what the scripture says, that God will give me strength, that God will bring me peace, then I can let him in and let him guide me. And I think it takes an effort. We have to let that happen. We have to make space. We have to make room. We have to give time to God. And sometimes the answers don't come quickly, but they will come. This is from King David. This is from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Fire swamps of life are going to come and go. We can't avoid them, but we can be prepared to face them spiritually. We can give ourselves space, give ourselves time for God to come and listen to us, and speak to us, and guide us. I'd like you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, you are my strong tower, my deliverer, and my shelter. I run to you now. Please renew my strength, refresh my faith, and lead me with your Holy Spirit as you guide me through my day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.